Live from all of us.
Grilling up some hot dogs, hamburgers, celebrating America's birthday.
We want to get you ready for the long 4th of July weekend.
I'm free. It's freedom, baby. Yeah.
I'm free.
So you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles, or screaming memes?
Happy 4th of July.
He's free, but he's still mad.
I'm free.
Hey, it's the 4th of July. You want to have some fun? This is the land of the brave and the home of the free, huh?
Free country. I can do whatever I want.
Coordinated fireworks display. A wet, sticky, pungent fireworks display.
Blammo.
Yay!
I'm free.
Y'all want this party started right now.
I'm free.
It's barbecue season.
The spirit of independence is back.
Where's the party?
Party!
Who freaked the dogs out?
Let's keep our pets in mind here.
Who freaked the dogs out?
Fireworks and stuff.
Who freaked the dogs out? Who freaked the dogs out?
The 4th of July is always a problem.
Here we go.
It scares the crap out of my dog.
Freaking Fido.
Loud banging after they shoot him.
Then they reload.
My dog pees all over the rug. Because my stupid neighbors.
Who freaked the dogs out? Who freaked the dogs out? Who freaked the dogs out? Who freaked the dogs out?
Who freaked the dogs out with background vocals by Bailey Thomas?
Now that makes me think of my two good friends, old drinking buddies when they lived here in Montgomery, and they all live in Virginia, just got married, Sean and Kat.
Mm-hmm.
And their dog, Bob, was a mix between a...
Bob.
Well, his full name was Robert the Bruce. Sean's a big Braveheart fan, but just called him Bob.
Yeah, that's and, like... Just 1 second, because there was a story yesterday about a doctor who is not looking forward to delivering all the female babies that are going to be named Daenerys.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Wait, the Mad Queen who turned major heel and, you know, started destroying it.
That's what the story said there. No, don't. Yeah. Who cares? If you didn't catch the end of the show, too bad.
Before you name your child something, you might want to wait for a story to be finished. Because you just named your child after a genocidal maniac with visions of grandeur.
Obama's a...
I see what you did there. Nice. But, no, dogs do get freaked out with fireworks, but they lived above the alley, like in those lofts downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And this dog, Bob, I've never seen a dog so traumatized in a particular way. He was a rescue, but any loud noise not only freaked him out, he'd start shaking. But here's the thing we learned. They came back from a gun show one day, and they bought a few weapons. This dog, when it saw a rifle, ran to the other side of the house.
Wow.
Yeah, so we think, it, like, early on, it's guns traumatize this poor dog.
No doubt about it.
Because not even shooting it. So I felt so bad for him. I'd sit there and, like, hug him. It's okay, Bob. It's just fireworks. It's not the evil guns.
As Kate Armstrong, the brilliant, and I say that as earnestly and sincerely as I can, the brilliant veterinarian at Montgomery Veterinary Associates, and thank you, Dan Morris, for turning me on to him.
Kate's great.
Was the guy that said, as dogs age, fears, what's the word I'm looking for?
Anxieties.
Here? They deepen and progress as the dog ages.
Yeah.
Because when Hershey was little, I never noticed that he had a particular reaction to thunderstorms. But now, here's the amazing thing. You know where he goes? He hides behind the toilet. The safest place you can be in a house if there is a dangerous storm coming, you know, because of all the plumbing in the walls and stuff. That's amazing instinct.
I was dog sitting one time, and I had to watch over. It was a big Labrador, black lab, but it had to be like 110 pounds. I don't know if
they're
it was
great
a mixed
dogs, though, aren't they?
But and it was one of the best dogs, so easy to take care of. That's why I took the gig.
Uh-huh.
And a thunderstorm came through. I think this was like a Memorial Day. I was at a pool party at Terry's place with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to run over to this place where I'm taking care of the dog, and the thunderstorm comes through. I can't find the dog. Like, it wasn't outside. I left it inside. I kept looking. Finally, there was, like, this, like, safe space. They literally had made for the dog. It was, like, this closet with all these pillows and this huge dog, like, curled up. Like, you poor boy, come here.
Yeah.
They do freak out. I feel bad for
them. Most vets will prescribe, though, Xanax for those kinds of anxiety.
Yeah.
issues. And with a guy like Rich Thomas, who can tell you when it's going to rain and what's coming, you can always be prepared. Best to give it, though, at least a half hour before, if you can, before bad weather hits.
Now, do you have any plans for the 4th of July? My plan, I think, is just to lay low. It's been such a crazy few weeks that I'd like to, you know, relax.
I have nothing.
Right.
Saturday, we've got the Biscuits game. And again, we'll be at Bomb Hours after the show. Please give me a thumbs up if that's Mr. McDonald. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. We're tired, and we're lucky enough, thanks to Morris Capuano, to be able to build a house with a nice pool and stuff. And we're just going to take it easy. And I really don't want to be around tempting food. I mean, we're doing keto, and keto does allow you to eat a lot. Like last night, I had pork rinds and bratwurst. But it was great, but it's all keto compatible. And look at me.
No, you are slimming. That was not Brant. That was Marianne. She requests, if you still have it and if you're willing to play it, the Madison Rising version of the Star Spangled Banner.
All right, let me just make one.
Wasn't there a controversy about that?
It's not a controversy, but when someone I respect as much as Old Navy vet said I really didn't care for that, that makes me think. So, Marianne, please understand. I think they did a great version of the song. But when one of our local veterans, who gave up a big chunk of his life to protect our freedoms, expressed it, I got to listen to that. But if there's anything else we have in-house, feel free to request it. Because it's all Request Wednesday. Not really. It's just happens to be Wednesday, the day before the 4th. Brant is going to join us in a moment.
And Marianne just wants to say happy 4th of July to everyone, whether we can play it or not. She loves the show. She loves you, Greg. Says you're very good looking. I agree with her. Anyway.
She said
let's
that.
Let's talk about baseball.
I'm very good looking.
What a bunch of crap.
Yeah, tell me that again. At 8 minutes after 5 o'clock.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and you're not going to do a lot of rushing this afternoon because there is traffic jams everywhere we look. The boulevard is packed full of cars. Be careful around the intersections. If you are on I-85, it is slow in the downtown area. Looks like we may even have an accident near the downtown interchange. There's also a large crowd on the Atlanta Highway between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road, and then Taylor Road is packed all the way out from the Atlanta Highway to Vaughan Road. Let's be careful as we get our holiday weekend started. The big tire sale is going on at the Reinhardt Toyota Service Center. Buy three tires and get the fourth for just $1. Don't miss out on this special. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wrecked? It wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Weather, when your word here is drippy, we've had this very random sky drip, not even rain, over the last hour or so, and that stuff is still moving through the area. On the Live in Fear Doppler, though, off to the west from Tuscaloosa south, there are some thunderstorms that have built up that seem to be headed this way. We'll see if they can sustain it, if they can keep it up that long.
Rich Thomas Weather.
That's a better way to put that.
Hi, everybody. The big story over the 4th of July holiday weekend, it's going to be the heat. It's going to be pretty intense with heat indices each day in the 105 danger range. There could be an evening thunderstorm around the area before they fade out tonight. Overnight low temperature 75. Tomorrow, another hot day with a high around 96 or 97 with those triple-digit heat indices. And a few random storms here and there. Unfortunately, most towns will stay dry, but some towns will get quite a show with a lot of lightning, too. You can track those storms on our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. And then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chances actually get a little bit better in that there will be more storms to go around, but they'll still be random. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's watch the sky explode. It's time to celebrate ya. I got a whole truckload of Chinese firecrackers. Pyromaniacs love ya. Honor our founding fathers and piss off all our neighbors. Decorate the night with screams and swirls as I ignite it. Hey!
Please don't be frightened.
It's time to light it.
Let the flag unfurl.
The cops are after me. Bought them illegally. Birthday of our
country.
The 4th of July.
And tonight is Blaine Cultural Park with the Sky Show. And then the Biscuits have dueling fireworks from inside and outside the park tomorrow night. Fireworks Friday and Saturday. And for that game, I've got tickets. We'll all be in the same section. Little party I'm hosting. So if you want a pair of those, come to Baumhauer's tonight. I'm looking for the first four people who want them, who can look me in the eye. I'll take those, and I will promise to be there. Joining us now on the phone, Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald, and I'm pleased to see we continue to reach new highs in the market. That looks very encouraging.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I think, especially on a day like today, prior to the 4th of July, it kind of sets up as an awkward week because 4th of July is on Thursday. Today, markets closed at noon.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people are out of town or were heading out of town, if you will. So, but, you know, the market still managed to sort of grunt out a nice little gain for the day. And I think a lot of it is a continuation of what we've seen over the last couple of months. And I have to stress this. I mean, all of the market is following the bond market. Yields continue to come down. Interest rates in the secondary market, not the interest rates we talk about that the Federal Reserve controls, but the interest rates in the secondary market are coming down. They've come down dramatically. And that's because of a lot of very, very weak data that's coming in from all around the world, and even a little bit of weak data here in the U.S. And yes, that's true. And I think that, you know, as I've said many times, Trump took China to task in this trade war. He had a lot of gunpowder, you know, sort of fight with. And it's starting to kind of take its effect. And that's why I've said so many times, I believe in what he was doing. I mean, everyone did. We have to call them to task. But it will cost us a little bit in the process. And that's okay. That's okay. Sometimes you have to do that. And it's starting to show up in the numbers a little bit. And that's why the bond market has done what it's done. Yields have come down. Everyone expects the Federal Reserve to cut rates in July and probably again in September. And let me tell you, that's great, great news for stocks because stocks really take their cue on the cost of capital and interest rates. And so what have we seen? We've seen tech stocks really rally as a result. We've seen semiconductor stocks that were really just hammered because of the trade war come back to life, and that's really helped the indexes. And so, yeah, everything looks really pretty good right now if you're in the market, no question about it. And by the way, I think this is probably going to continue. We may have a little bit of a soft patch here in July. As I mentioned yesterday, the jury's out on earnings for the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
A number of big companies have already said, you know what, things are kind of weak for us, and we may not meet our numbers. But then again, you're seeing other companies that are saying the opposite. You know, yesterday, Delta Airlines revised their guidance up. So this is kind of one of those stock picker markets, or maybe what I would call a sector picking market. You have to kind of read the tea leaves a little bit, make sure that on a short-term basis anyway, that you're positioned correctly. But what I truly think is this is setting up quite nicely for the president. And I think you go into 2020, and by the time we get into January, February, March, lower yields, lower interest rates, the end to this trade war, are probably going to set up nicely for him because I think you'll see a lot of this weak data begin to turn strong again. And you know, the last thing I would say, Greg, is that even though some of the data is starting to come in a little bit weaker and indicating a slowdown now is definitely starting to happen in the U.S., there are two points I want to make. Number one, it doesn't mean that a recession is around the corner. There's no amount of data we've seen that would suggest we're falling off a cliff. That's not the scenario at all. And then secondly, I would say that regardless of the trajectory or weakness around the world, the U.S. is still by far has better data than anyone else mm-hmm. in the world. And so the dollar, against this backdrop, the dollar has continued to be strong, and that's been a little bit of a problem for Trump. Now, why is the dollar strong? It's because people still want to be in America more than anywhere else in the world.
Isn't it amazing, even though we're always being told what a racist, horrible, homophobic, Islamophobic nation we are, everybody wants in. It's amazing, isn't it?
No, everyone does want in. And you know, that's a bunch of blather and
a bunch of rhetoric.
And, of course, we're in political season, and all these left-wing nuts want to talk about all this stuff. But the reality is, and I've said this time again, and I'm not going to change my mind, I don't care what race it is. It can be Latino. It can be, you know, the African-American. It can be Caucasian. It can be whatever you want to talk about. Any American in this country right now is experiencing a tremendous economic boom and has been for the last 18 to 24 months. And that's a fact. No matter what anyone wants to say, they can paint it. They can spin it. They can do whatever they want to do to try to create this, you know, facade in everyone's minds. But at the end of the day, that's why I said if this economy stays like it has been or even close to it, all of those people I just mentioned, when they go in the ballot box, they're going to vote for it because life for them is better than it has been in a long, long time. And that's it.
I agree 100% wholeheartedly with you. When it's between the individual and the ballot box, that's where the truth will be told. And, you know, so far we've had, you know, some harsh words exchanged, but this president has made it real clear that this is the way. I'll be happy to sit down and talk. Let's work it out. But he's not going to tolerate an Iranian dictatorship playing with nuclear weapons. They've already violated the big deal that they cut with the previous administration. Yet, on the other hand, we see him as the first president who actually stepped into North Korea. That doesn't mean that he's saying Kim Jong-un's the greatest guy in the world and we're going to be playing cards together and stuff. It's an attempt to make peace. Unfortunately, we have a media, no matter what this man does, now he's getting flack because he's having a big parade. And we're going to see some military hardware, which has been done countless times previously. We should be proud of our military and what they have at their disposal to protect our freedom. That's kind of important. It wouldn't matter if he filled Constitution Avenue up to the Lincoln Memorial with roses. They would complain about that. What a waste of flowers. You know, whatever it is, he'll do no right. And he knows this. And I'll say it again. He is playing chess. The rest of them are playing tiddlywinks, and they don't know it. That's, if you'd like a copy of what I just said, send a stamp, self-addressed envelope, and 25 cents a coin to Joey. This is how we make him extra money, and he'll set that
Thank
up.
Thank you.
You're welcome in it, thanking us in advance.
I love it.
Now, that's a forecast. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, in terms of interest rates, I do want to say to everyone, this is a great, great thing. Anyone out there who was worried about revolving debt, credit lines, home equity lines of credit, even credit cards, buying a home, mortgages, all of this kind of thing, I would just say over the next 3 to 6 months, life for that person is going to be really good. Yields are going lower. Yields around the world continue to go into the negative, and that's pulling down the 10-year bond yield as well as the 30-year bond yield. The Fed's going to probably cut rates at least a couple of times. And so, and by the way, this is what Trump wants. This is what he wanted to begin with. So I don't know if this is some grand plan. Maybe it's all working out for him to slow things down enough that he can get interest rates lower, get the dollar lower, and get reelected. That's the plan.
One thing we've learned, we think back to just before Christmas last December when the market briefly dipped below 22, the Dow did. And we had a period earlier this year where it went down substantially for a bit. But you just wait. It has come back incredibly both times. So, you know, as you mentioned, maybe things will slow down a bit in July. But what I've learned here with this man is not to panic. I really believe he is the conductor of a pretty impressive orchestra. And so far, so good.
Well, the important thing is what you just said. I think he is quite understanding of what's happening. He's got a great team. I do think the world of the people who are around him, and we know who those are. And in terms of his economics team, his finance team, and they're explaining to him what's happening and what could potentially happen.
Right.
And, you know, so he's made some good decisions. Even the thing with China here at the G20, he held off on the tariffs on the $300 billion. That was a good move. The thing with Iran, he didn't launch the attack. He held off. He was very presidential in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's and I think those were two very, very good moves that sends a better message, I think, to the investing community as well as to the global community from a political perspective. And that's going to help him and pay dividends down the road. So anyway, we'll see how the second quarter earnings come in, but I think it's clear the Fed is going to accommodate, and that's the really, really key takeaway message today, and that's why we're continuing to set new market highs.
All right, friends, if you want in and would like to, timing is everything, and with things being as they were just described to you, this sounds like a good time to sit down with Brant at his office and meet the team at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management and get a plan going for yourself. And start thinking about your future and where you'd like to be. Thinking down the road ahead, a year, 5 years, 10 years and more. It's that long-term picture that's so important. And building something $1 at a time. And that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Because you know what? When you do it and you just let it grow, one day you look and all of a sudden, there's a lot more money than you ever dreamed. And having people to help you navigate that and grow that, if money was a crop, Farmer Brant here is the guy you'd want irrigating your corn. Does that make any sense?
I love it. No, I think it's great. I appreciate that.
Well,
really
you are
do.
About growing money, so I'll stand by that little crazy.
Well, we sure do. Listen, hey, let me tell you, we sure do try. We put in the hours, and you know, before we go, I do want to wish everyone a happy 4th of July. It's a great day, a great time of year. Should be decent weather. Everyone be careful. That's above all, be careful. And we'll talk again soon.
All righty. The number for Brant's office, 387-0094. And we will speak with you again live on Monday.
Looking forward to it.
Thank
Have
you,
a
my
good
friend.
One.
Take care. All right, we are at 5:25, but first...
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You know, the fireworks tonight at the Blunt Cultural Park, if you were to own that nice little house that I've listed with Eddie Bader, you could just walk right over. You didn't have to even walk. Just sit in the nice little back porch with a refreshing drink, not have to worry about traffic or parking or any of that stuff, and just enjoy, be that close.
It is nice.
I mentioned that in passing.
I can, from where I'm at, I can see the Riverwalk fireworks. So
I might do
that tomorrow night.
Do you have Eddie's number handy at the Goodson Group?
His direct number is 322-0662.
322-0662. Eddie Bader.
With the Goodson Group.
Yes.
Great guy. Eddie
absolutely
really is.
Absolutely is. I don't know if he's going to be at Bonhoeffer. I haven't even looked at my phone, which I'm not supposed to do anyway.
You talk about our generation. My God. You and your generation are bad with the cell phones, man. And I'm not talking about knowing how to work them. I'm being serious here. Seriously. Like, folks older than me of a certain age are always looking at their phones.
You know, I think I just heard this recently in Florida.
No, and I'm not trying to shame or, like, make a joke here. Something's happened in the last few years. I've noticed it at family get-togethers. I've noticed it with you. I'll be blunt. It's like the phones have taken our attention. Seriously. And it's because there's all sorts of information. We're trying to keep up with people, but, you know.
I want you to confirm something to the listeners. The phone I'm holding is not a jitterbug.
No. Not at all.
Those commercials make me want to cry. We'll talk about that later.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and it is a busy afternoon. We have a few accidents to tell you about. We have one on I-85 South at Day Street. That's messing traffic up around the interchange. We also have an accident on Norman Bridge Road at Cloverdale Road, and a new accident that just occurred on the Eastern Boulevard. It's right in front of Baptist Hospital. If you are traveling this afternoon, please be careful. Slow down just a little bit and watch the traffic around you. We got a really busy afternoon. Treadham State is offering CompTIA Security A-plus classes from July 22nd. To August 19th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Treadham State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. MPD is investigating a single car crash that killed a man on Selma Highway. It happened this morning around 3 a.m. The driver was pronounced dead on scene, and his identity is pending following a forensic investigation. And a second suspect is behind bars in the June 20th shooting death of Herschel Simmons. The Montgomery Police Department charged 17-year-old Don Osborne with murder. He's in the Montgomery County Detention Facility on a $150,000 bond. Plus, start off Independence Day a little early tonight at Blount Cultural Park in Montgomery. The event's free and open to the public. Music from Cam & Company starts at 6 p.m., followed by fireworks at 9. For a complete list of Independence Day activities, head to our website, alabamanews.net. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
I'm Jared with Tire City and Automotive Service. We are offering a buy three tires, get the fourth free. That's right, buy three tires, get the fourth one free. Get unbelievable savings on over 700 tires we have in stock while supplies last. Visit TireCityAL.com.
Better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5000. 5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Neighborhood, nor was it a problem in Bellwood West, but man, in Florida, when you did morning radio, you always had to. In fact, I had to work on the 4th, and then on the 5th.
Was it because of all sorts of events, and you needed to be on air to talk about everything going on, or the drive and all that?
No, they just told us to be there, and well, no, Waxy, you'd work every holiday because you got double time and a half. I mean, that was like an extra $600 bucks a day.
I don't even know what that is. That sounds awesome.
I remember, I forget what year it was, 81, 82, I had a real bad flu. I mean, high fever, the whole thing. I remember that Thanksgiving I went to, it's one of those buffet places.
Ryan's maybe?
No.
Golden Corral?
No.
Piccadilly?
No. Damn. It was pretty, I'd love to give a prize to the person who could name that place for me, but I had to, as sick as I was, I had to have a Thanksgiving-type dinner.
Okay.
So I went to, and it was like the Walking Dead, because everybody in there had no place else to go for dinner, so they went there.
But it was like a buffet-style place.
So I could tell my mother, yes, I had a Thanksgiving dinner, I'm okay. Perpetuate the big lie. Now, why did I bring that up?
Working on the holiday.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, the next Friday, I had a temperature. There's no way in hell I should have been at work, but for $600, you'd be amazed at the fortitude you can find when you need it. It's the rudeness, the overall rudeness of South Florida. People would, you know, they couldn't get all the fireworks out of the system by 10 or even 11 o'clock. No, they got to be out there at 3 and 4 and screaming. And it was a waste of time to call the cops because they were busy with the people. And I understand, I don't know how they're going to do it, but they're supposedly locally going to crack down on people who just go out and fire their gun into the air for no, you know.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. That was a real issue.
People really do that, like celebratory gunfire.
Oh, no, there was a real issue in South Florida with somebody, I believe it was in Little Haiti, who went outside, was just watching the fireworks, and a bullet that went up came down right through her head. So they started cracking. But again, how do you do that? How do you know? But the police say they're going to be on, at least on the lookout for it. Of course, why would 4th of July be different than a lot of nights in a lot of neighborhoods? I got friends that live close to gunfire zones, and that's kind of scary. There's a real conflicting. And the Democrats have done everything they can to hate Trump, to hate this country, even though, and this is interesting, a survey by East Carolina University Center for Research says that a full 78% of Americans agree with the statement, "I'm happy in general." That's astonishing. 78% said, "I'm happy in general." So when I see that, and I believe that because we are in a great economic period of this country's history. On the other hand, they're also trying to tell us that patriotism is at an all-time low because we're embarrassed about America.
Right.
I don't blame Donald Trump for that. I blame the Democrats because all they do...
Well, it's interesting how partisanship plays into how proud you are. Though, to Republicans' credit, like how proud they are went down when Obama was president, but it never went below 68%. And it's even worse. But here, before we get off the point, you put out a challenge to the audience. So people have called in trying to figure out this buffet, sad place you went to.
Yes.
Was it Duff's?
No.
Was it Quincy's?
No.
Then Just Me called in. She's from South Florida. She said she loves it when you talk about South Florida because it takes her back. Was it Morrison?
Yes! Someone's in the kitchen at Morrison. Someone's in the kitchen, I know.
She really is from South Florida because she got it right.
Yeah, there was a Morrison's. In fact, it was adjacent to our radio station building. I got to tell you, man, it's South Florida.
Did they have any, like the yellow was good there and the blue?
I had the yellow, the blue, and the red.
Okay.
Because the red looks so festive.
Watch Vegas Vacation, folks.
Yeah. And it really was. Even though it was November, of course, it's warm year round. But I had to put on a shirt and then a flannel shirt on top of that because I had the chills so bad. And honest to God,
that sounds miserable.
I shuffle into this place. I couldn't. I was. You know, when you have the flu, your bones hurt, mm-hmm. Everything hurts.
Yeah.
So I'm shuffling in and I get my tray and go down the line, sending my spoon glooping into turkey and gravy, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, and then, like you said, whatever the yellow was. I had green, the blue, and red.
Okay, nice.
Not sure if the red was Jell-O or cranberries. One of them was chunky. I'm not sure. And I sat,
so
by,
gross.
I sat by myself.
Oh. No, I do it all the time. It's not sad.
On Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's a little sad.
I mean, I was a pretty good-looking guy in them days, Dark Charlie.
Kind of tragic, actually. Like, look at that good-looking guy who looks like he has the flu. Why is he alone?
I'm surprised some winsome female didn't, come over and...
Winsome, huh?
Offer me some stuffing. It's 5:40 on News Talk 93.1 FM. So lots of folks tomorrow and over the weekend will be out on the lake enjoying boats and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But to me, from personal experience, the most fun you can have on the water is a jet ski. Now, unless you can get over there and get a deal done in the next 20 minutes, wait till Friday and stop being left out of the holiday action on the water by visiting Terry Adams, our good buddy, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, and get yourself a deal on a Kawasaki jet ski. They'll have everything you need to get set up and started, and you can be in the water enjoying that freedom. You talk about freedom. And there's just something about the individual experience. I mean, you can ride with somebody, and you can take a jet ski into places you can't take a boat. But there's just something about the speed, the spray. It's an awesome experience. Take it over a boat anytime, having done both. And Terry's got Kawasaki, the inventor of the jet ski. And, of course, for off-road fun, Polaris, made right here in Alabama. They've got Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki, motorcycles, scooters, off-road fun, you name it, it's there. And because the manufacturers put their money behind their product and have their own credit standard, you can get what you want at the lowest available APR. And the manufacturers make sure it's always very, very low. See what deals are going on in July at Adams Motorsports. You'll find them at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle. Maybe tomorrow, do some daydreaming at adamsmotorsports.com and then go in Friday and get what you want. That's Adams Motorsports. You can also start a credit app at that same web address. Your local news, Rich's forecast. We'll revisit the traffic dungeon and then be back.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A second suspect is behind bars in the June 20th shooting death of Herschel Simmons. The Montgomery Police Department charged 17-year-old Don Osborne with murder. He's in the Montgomery County Detention Facility on a $150,000 bond. And MPD is investigating a single car crash that killed a man on Selma Highway. It happened this morning around 3 a.m. The driver was pronounced dead on scene, and his identity is pending following forensic investigation. Plus, start off Independence Day early tonight at Blunt Cultural Park in Montgomery. The event is free and open to the public. Music from Cam and Company starts at 6, followed by fireworks at 9. For a complete list of Independence Day activities, head to our website, alabamanews.net. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Montgomery Skywatch, looking in the middle of your 5 o'clock rush hour, and boy, traffic is busy. We've got a lot of travelers passing through town on the interstate, so be careful if you're on I-85 or on I-65. If you're headed south on I-85, it's slow around the interchange. There's an accident around the Day Street area, so be careful there. The boulevard is just absolutely packed with traffic. Be careful at all of the intersections and watch the traffic around you. If you're headed out of town on the 31s, we don't see a lot of problems for you. Just be safe. Peking Palace on the Southern Boulevard has been serving great Chinese food for years. They're back. Same family, same great food, but now known as Jenny's Restaurant. Stop by Jenny's Restaurant. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The big story over the 4th of July holiday weekend, it's going to be the heat. It's going to be pretty intense with heat indices each day in the 105 danger range. There could be an evening thunderstorm around the area before they fade out tonight. Overnight low temperature 75. Tomorrow, another hot day with a high around 96 or 97 with those triple-digit heat indices. And a few random storms here and there. Unfortunately, most towns will stay dry, but some towns will get quite a show with a lot of lightning, too. You can track those storms on our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. And then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chances actually get a little bit better in that there'll be more storms to go around, but they'll still be random. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What sets United apart from the competition?
At United, our service department is top-notch with technicians that are trained and certified to quickly find your problem and tell you up front how much it's going to cost you to repair.
And yes, United has emergency service 24/7 and can service and repair all brands.
Our professional, prompt, and experienced service team will fix it right the first time. We have over 300 years combined experience and service thousands of families in the River Region.
If you're tired of paying the same AC guy for the same problem every summer, give United a try.
If your unit is beyond repair, we give free estimates on replacements. And for this month, we will give you a free digital thermostat with a new system. And we have payments as low as $99 on a new energy-efficient system.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's the 4th of July. Celebrate this all-American holiday the all-American way. Drink a Budweiser.
Owned by a Belgian corporation.
Enjoy a hot dog.
A German sausage called a Frankfurter.
Or a hamburger.
Also named after a German city.
Light some fireworks.
Made in China.
Wave your miniature American flag.
Made in Mexico.
And celebrate democracy.
A political system from ancient Greece.
Happy 4th of July, America.
This week's show is brought to you by Bubba's Barbecues, Beer, Fireworks, and Urgent Care. Your one-stop shop for everything you'll need this 4th of July weekend. Now with sunscreen and apple pies, too. That's Bubba's Barbecues, Beer, Fireworks, and Urgent Care.
I'm a regular there. It is 547 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I have a rare opening for a Facebook friend. And I like folks who support the show who have been waiting to take those slots when they open up. So either shoot me a Facebook message or you can call us at 272-9228 so I can add you. Wow, a lot of traffic.
Everybody traveling.
Try to be a... I meant on my texting.
Oh, okay.
You were... making disparaging comments about how much time I'm looking at the phone.
Well, you do.
My generation.
I also
is lost.
Put my phone on silent and vibrate. I don't have every beep, buzz, and boop going off, including wind chimes.
You see that story I wanted?
What story?
It came out just before I went on vacation. Oh, there's Beto O'Rourke. Another great
dude. Why are you making fun of my name, bro?
Ah, I just got a message. Let me see if I can find Mr. Brent. Okay, if I go to his page, respond to a friend request, confirm. How about that for fast and friendly service there, Mr. Brent?
Nice.
There you go.
The story.
Yeah, that they're now seeing bone development.
Yeah, we're developing horns.
Horns in the back, right?
Yeah, they're essentially, people are bent over looking at their phone.
They got
so
the
often.
Stoops.
They have bone spurs developing in very young people that are still growing.
I tried to make this an ultra-productive afternoon. I had I just dumped my sack and went through everything.
Yeah.
Look at this. There must be 500 pounds of crap. But I came across this photo. And that is from...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, how about that? That's from like 2006.
I have to say.
Somebody we used to work with.
She looks good in that photo.
Very.
Yeah.
You wonder why she was known as the cougar?
Right.
Well, there you go.
No, it's that, it's not just looks, folks, it's that energy. Seriously. No, she looks great in that photo. She should, if you're still in contact and communicate, send that to her. Seriously.
Where is... This was taken the night she said this.
He's the yin to my yang, the Oscar to my Felix. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Greg, yes, I look like a 70s porn star, but I'm really a nice guy. Boudin.
Who but what a great friend would make an introduction like that, right? Yeah, she's a nice sweater.
Pig.
That's me. 5:50 on News Talk 93.1 FM. So what's on the Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight?
Oh, it's a big reveal tonight.
Big reveal.
Well, you know, we're expected in today's politics, especially by people on the left, we are expected to fit certain categories based on our identities. So here's the thing. Not everybody does. So whether you're a black conservative or a gay conservative or whatever, we have a guest tonight going by the name Frisco Riverstone. He's going to be talking about kind of breaking
that,
the mold.
Did he borrow that from, what's his name?
No, it actually...
Mr. Wiener? Anthony's Wiener?
No, that used to be his Twitter account before he was banned.
Banned?
Mm-hmm. Kicked off Twitter. That's what I was just talking to him about.
For what?
Oh, all sorts of just telling the truth and his perspective.
We can't have that on Twitter.
I know.
This is frightening what they're doing, man. They're all in cahoots on this.
I like people to break the mold, though, and this gentleman certainly does. So it'll be fun. I like individuals.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, should be good.
I will be heading over to Baumhauer's in a few minutes, and we have four pairs of tickets for Saturday night's biscuit game. And, I'll be looking for people, first come, first serve, who really want to go. This is a little note from our buddy Jolene Roxbury. It says, to help save the economy, the government will announce next month the Immigration Department will start deporting seniors instead of illegals in order to lower Social Security and Medicare costs. Older people are easier to catch and will not remember how to get back home. Be sure to send this notice to your relatives and friends so they will know what happened to you. I started to cry when I thought of you. Then it dawned on me, I'll probably see you on the damn bus. Thank you, Jolene. You made my...
I follow her on Instagram now. She's fantastic. She's out there, I think, still in Los Angeles, right? And yeah, she's still doing the comedy scene out there. She's great.
It is 5:53. He'll be visiting us next week. But for those of you who have a painting project, interior, exterior, I know I'll be visiting John Lee Paints because you got to do a little touch up here and there in the house. And everything inside was painted with John Lee's Richards paint. That's the brand they carry. It is excellent. And in this house, you never know if it was painted a month ago, a year ago, or 5 years ago, because Richards paint is formulated to stand the test of time. Looks great no matter how a room is lit, and it covers. And the reason professionals choose it is they can size up a room and know about right down to the minute, just on a guesstimate, how much time it will take and what it will cost, provided they use the right paint that will do the job and give the result the customer is paying for. And that's why you'll see them at John Lee Paints picking up Richards. But for the do-it-yourselfer, it works for you too. The difference for the do-it-yourselfer at John Lee is that the whole staff there is totally into the realm of painting. So when you have questions about what rollers and brushes to use, what kind of surface, how do I patch it or repair it, they can answer all those questions for you so you still get the professional result. And they have launched their own brand, John Lee's Solar Proof. This is an exterior paint that will stand up to the elements of Alabama. It is mildew resistant, so once it's applied, it just looks fantastic. And they're so pleased with it that they put their name on it. Solar Proof by John Lee. See that great gang of folks just north of Atlanta Highway, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, and tell them you heard about it on News Talk 93.1 FM. Charles Bubba Turner is our friend over there.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through our Wednesday afternoon traffic, and it's like a Friday afternoon. It's worse than a Friday afternoon. We are just crowded everywhere we look. Look out on the boulevard around the intersections. There's lots of folks rolling with you this afternoon. If you're on I-65, we don't see any problems for you. If you're on I-85, it's a little different story. We have an accident at I-85 northbound and Court Street right after you come off of I-65, so be careful there. There's also a slowdown on the southbound side as you approach the interchange. Let's be careful, get home safely, and get this holiday weekend started. The Big Tire Sale is going on at the Reinhardt Toyota Service Center. Buy three tires and get the fourth for just $1. Don't miss this special, Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hensel to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace. Right now, buy one, get one 50% off on gallons of our top paint brands like Valspar, Clark & Kensington, and Magnolia Home Paint. And with our Ace Extra Mile promise, we'll help you get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the 4th of July sale at Ace. buy one, get one 50% off our top paint brands. Now through Monday. Limit 2. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for details.
This is the sound of the DQ Cheeseburger Lovers deal being calculated by a cheeseburger lover.
Two DQ cheeseburgers. Huh, just $4. Two DQ doubles with cheese, only $5?
And this is the sound of that cheeseburger lover checking that math.
Wait. Two DQ cheeseburgers, $4, and two DQ doubles with cheese, $5. I'm burger rich!
The DQ Cheeseburger Lovers deal. DQ, happy, taste good. Price and participation may vary.
Joey,
guess what I have for you?
Oh, no. Like, you think you went on a rant earlier. If this is what I think it is, even after we've gotten legal advice and we pulled the audience, we did a...
You did what? You pulled the audience on what?
You were here.
Oh, well, that was different. So...
What is this? Before I go too far...
I gave you a little bonus earlier today.
Yeah.
I'm not a bad guy. And,
yeah, to a degree, but that sometimes bad guys cover up their misdeeds and their evil intentions by doing good deeds.
I'm going to give you an extra 2 minutes for your show.
Well, look at you. It's mighty wide of you, Greg.
Yeah, your face is filled with...
Well, whoopsie, break it down!
But to really understand the significance of tomorrow, who better to explain it?
Don't say it.
To the group we refer to as Generation
Joey,
then this guy.
Hey, kids!
No!
The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about the 4th of July. It is celebrating America time.
I was done with this.
So we eat a lot when it's 4th of July. Hot dogs, chips, and barbecue. Pigging out on all that junk foods as American is eating apple pie. But getting fat isn't the only way we celebrate our independence. The 4th of July, we blow things up to honor Uncle Sam. Light that M80, throw that M80, or soon you will see you lost 3 fingers on your hand. It's okay, kids. You've still got enough fingers to count to 7. Happy 4th of July. Barney loves you.
Well, that wasn't so bad, was it?
You have a great 4th of July, Greg, okay?
Well, you too.
You have reached your destination.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump on Twitter defending the cost of his 4th of July celebration in the nation's capital.
Two M1 Abrams tanks will be parked tonight near the Lincoln Memorial. The military's been routing the tanks and other armored vehicles through D.C. towards the